Hello and welcome to another episode where we delve into the intriguing world of history through a gendered lens. Today, we're tackling a subject that's not just fascinating, but essential for a deeper understanding of our past. We're going to explore how reinterpreting history with a focus on gender can reveal hidden narratives and challenge long-standing biases. You know, I've spent quite a bit of time teaching about this, and one thing I've noticed is how easy it is to fall into certain traps when trying to understand history through a gendered perspective. Many people with the best intentions struggle to navigate this space. And you know what? It's not really their fault. This field can be quite tricky. However, once you get the hang of sidestepping these common pitfalls, you start seeing history in a way that's not just more accurate, but also incredibly enriching. It's like putting on a new pair of glasses and seeing everything in vibrant detail for the first time. So why is this gendered lens so crucial? Well, historically, the narratives we've been told were mostly written by men, about men, and for men. Think back to your school days. Can you name many female figures from your history classes beyond a few queens or revolutionaries? Not many, right? By incorporating a gendered perspective, we do more than just highlight women's contributions. We actually start to challenge the very framework of historical narratives. This not only helps in revealing biases, but also offers a fuller, more honest view of history. But here's a question I get a lot. Are we just rewriting history? In a nuanced sense, yes, but it's more about uncovering what's been there all along. Early in my career, I was struck by how many important women's stories were right there, hidden in plain sight, within archives and forgotten texts. We're still quite a long way from achieving gender parity globally. 134 years, to be exact. That alone tells us how deeply ingrained these historical imbalances are. If you're interested in diving into this yourself, I recommend exploring resources that focus on unearthing women's stories in historical records. It truly is a game changer. Now, let's talk about some common mistakes we should avoid. One big one is the tendency to romanticize or oversimplify women's contributions. It's tempting to make forgotten figures into flawless heroes, but this can actually distort our understanding. Context is always key. Another pitfall is imposing our present-day values on historical figures. This is a big one. It can misrepresent the dynamics of their time. We have to interpret their actions within the context of their own societal norms, not ours. And then there's the complexity of gender itself, which doesn't exist in isolation. It intersects with race, class, sexuality, and other social dynamics. This concept of intersectionality, eloquently articulated by Kimberly Crenshaw, makes historical reinterpretation both challenging and fascinating. So, how do we navigate this without feeling overwhelmed? One effective approach is to critically examine primary sources. But here's where it gets tricky. Even with the rise of digital humanities, there's a notable deficiency in the representation of multiple genders and marginalized groups. We need to be diligent in uncovering those hidden stories. For instance, I was involved in a project where we unearthed letters from 19th century women in a rural town. These letters completely upended the local historical narrative, revealing women's crucial roles in economic shifts previously unacknowledged. It was like discovering a new, vibrant storyline. So why create a guide on this? Because I've seen how powerful it can be when people start asking the right questions and looking at history through this new lens. It's not just about adding women into the narrative. It's about fundamentally shifting how we view the past. This shift is becoming increasingly important as historical narratives are constantly being re-examined and challenged. By understanding history in this way, we don't just avoid errors. We also gain a richer understanding of our world. It opens up new avenues for research and discussion, making history not just a series of events, but a complex tapestry of human experience. I've had that aha moment myself, and I can tell you, it feels like stepping into a whole new world. So take this journey with me. Let's uncover the hidden biases, challenge the traditional narratives, and embrace a fuller, more nuanced understanding of history. There's so much more to discover, and I can't wait to dive deeper into these fascinating waters with you. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep uncovering the stories that shape our world.